Let's dive into some fascinating technical developments. There's a compelling piece from Jane Street about formal methods and the future of programming that's generating serious discussion on HN. Coming from a company that manages billions in quantitative trading, their perspective on formal verification carries significant weight.
Jane Street's argument is that formal methods are transitioning from academic curiosity to practical necessity as software systems become more complex and the cost of failures increases. In their trading environment, a software bug can literally cost millions of dollars in seconds. So they've had economic incentives to invest in formal verification that most companies don't face yet.
What's particularly interesting is their claim that formal methods are becoming more accessible. Historically, formal verification required specialized mathematicians and was only economically justified for the most critical systems. But if the tooling is improving to the point where regular software engineers can apply these techniques, it could fundamentally change how we approach software reliability.
The HN discussion around this piece shows both excitement and skepticism from the developer community. Some commenters are sharing experiences with specific formal methods tools like TLA+ and Coq, while others are questioning whether the overhead of formal verification makes sense for typical business applications. The split seems to correlate with whether developers have worked on systems where failure costs are extremely high.
There's also significant movement in web server technology with the ZeroServe project, announcing Caddy compatibility with impressive performance improvements, 3x throughput, and 70% lower latency. These kinds of performance gains in mature infrastructure components are increasingly rare. So when they happen, they often indicate either fundamental architectural improvements or the discovery of previously unnoticed inefficiencies.
The ZeroServe improvements appear to come from more efficient handling of connection pooling and request routing. What's significant is that these gains are being achieved while maintaining compatibility with existing Caddy configurations. That suggests they've found ways to optimize the underlying implementation without breaking existing deployment patterns.
Meanwhile, there are interesting developments in API aggregation with OpenRouter's new Fusion API. The concept of providing a unified interface to multiple language models is becoming increasingly important as organizations want to experiment with different models without rewriting their applications for each one.
The OpenRouter approach addresses a real integration challenge. As AI models proliferate, organizations are finding that different models excel at different tasks, but switching between them requires significant engineering work. A unified API that can route requests to optimal models based on the specific task could significantly accelerate AI adoption in enterprise environments.
There's also continued evolution in development environments, with Emacs getting what the community is calling even more batteries included functionality. The persistence of Emacs development and user enthusiasm in 2026 is actually a fascinating case study in sustainable open source communities.
The Emacs ecosystem demonstrates how long-term thinking in tool design creates compounding value. While newer editors focus on specific use cases or modern aesthetics, Emacs users benefit from decades of accumulated extensions and customizations. The batteries included approach means new users can get productive faster, while power users retain the flexibility they value. Now, here's where I want to explore something we might be getting wrong about development tools generally. The HN community seems convinced that the future belongs to lightweight, fast editors with minimal configuration. But what if the Emacs model, deep customization and decades of accumulated functionality, is actually more sustainable long-term? Most development tool discussions assume developers want simplicity, but Emacs users routinely spend hundreds of hours customizing their environment and report higher satisfaction than users of simpler tools. If we're wrong about the simplicity preference, we might see a return to more powerful, customizable development environments rather than the current trend toward minimal tooling. The signal to watch would be whether younger developers start adopting highly customizable tools despite the learning curve, or whether they continue preferring tools that work well out of the box.